The following program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. From Hollywood, Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter, presents the finest in comedy, romance, drama. In the Skippy Hollywood Theater. Starring Mr. Alan Reed in the delightful farce comedy, Sitting Pretty. Now, here is our director, Les Mitchell.
Welcome to the Skippy Hollywood Theater, ladies and gentlemen. We know we have a very amusing story because we're repeating It and Our Star by popular request. Many people have, from time to time, asked us to repeat outstanding programs. So we are bowing to the wishes of our audience and repeating one of our most popular shows. Our star is one of the country's best-known comedians. He started in radio and is now a motion picture actor as well. He has established himself by excellent work in such pictures as Nob Hill, Days of Glory, The Postman Always Rings Twice, and others. To identify him more pointedly, I'm certain all of our listeners have heard...
Blow the bugle, toot the trumpet, here is Falstaff, where shall I dump it?
And I'm sure you'll remember...
Have you heard?
Many, many times. Now, here is our star in person to greet you as Alan Reed, who says...
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I am happy to be here, not as Falstaff, but just as myself, because I know I'm going to enjoy playing the part of Mr. Vandermolder. I only hope you do, too.
I think we're safe in waiting for the verdict until after the play, Alan. What do you say?
That's fine with me, Les. I shall see you immediately after the play.
All right. And now here is Van Desitel about to lift the lid from a jar of his favorite product.
When you first open a jar of Skippy peanut butter, you'll notice there isn't a trace of floating oil. You'll find Skippy is fresh, sweet, and easily spread. That's good. But the truly remarkable thing about Skippy is that it stays that way. Days or even weeks later, when you get right down to the last spoonful at the bottom of the jar, your Skippy will still be fresh, sweet, and easily spread, and there still won't be any oil separation whatsoever. That's because Skippy is made by a new, exclusive process, entirely different from old-style peanut butter. Yes, from the first spoonful to the last, Skippy is good, really good, for Skippy brings you the true, unaltered flavor of plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. Grown-ups, as well as children, can share the enjoyment of Skippy, for Skippy never picks a fight with your digestion. We hope you'll try a jar of Skippy soon. It's the new American delicacy.
Thank you, Van Desitel. Now, curtain going up. Places, everyone. Curtain. The curtain is up, and here's the play. The Skippy Hollywood Theater presents Act One of Sitting Pretty with Mr. Alan Reed as our star.
I'd like to put a classified ad in your paper, please. Thank you. Well, you can't have the telephone. Mommy's using it. Oh, hello? Can you take an ad for me? Under rooms for rent, please. Mrs. William C. Smith, 163 North Pleasant Avenue. Yes. Well, something like this. Dependable person can have room and board in nice private home in exchange for babysitting services. Several evenings a week.
Babysitting services several evenings a week. 163 North Pleasant Avenue. Babysitting services. All the stupid, ridiculous... Well, what is there for rent here? Good heavens, that's the only one! Why can't this confounded hotel throw somebody out? Why did my office here make a reservation for me? That's right. They don't know I'm in town. Well, they will know it. Now, look here, young man. I'm J.G. Vandermolder of J.G. Vandermolder Incorporated, and I'm used to getting service. I want a room.
I'll be glad to put your name on our waiting list, Mr. Vandermolder. How long will you be in town?
Maybe 2 days, maybe 2 months, as long as it takes me to make a thorough inspection of my branch office here. and I've got to have a place to stay.
May I suggest, sir, you look through the classified section of our newspaper? They sometimes...
You suggested that 10 minutes ago, and I've done it, you idiot.
Well?
The only room that's advertised comes with a baby.
Just what did you expect this hotel to provide?
I expect a quiet, undisturbed place to sleep at night, and I'm willing to pay for it. I'm the head of a large paper specialties corporation, not a babysitter.
And any woman who trusts a man of your disposition with a child would be a fool.
You
even if it weren't beneath the dignity of J.G. Watermotor.
Vandermotor. Listen, I can take care of a baby as well as anyone. I'll go and take that room. Besides, I don't have to give my right name.
My goodness. Poor little Sandy. That's all right, Sandy. That's just the phone. You've heard that before.
You come with me and we'll see who it is. I'm coming. Fine time to phone. Whatever it is, I'd like to break his neck. Hello?
Hello, Sally.
Oh, Bill, I'm so glad you phoned. It's been just a terrible day.
Well, that's too bad, honey. I just wanted to...
I don't know why I ever put that ad in the paper. The most terrible people have been answering it.
Oh, gee, Sally, that's too bad.
One who wanted us to pay her for taking the room, and one horrible creature who frightened Sandy almost to death.
I'm sorry, Sally.
I just haven't any faith in anybody anymore. Oh, darling, please come right home.
Sally, I'm trying to tell you, J.G. Vandervoort's in town, and I won't be home until late.
Bill, the big boss? What's he like? Did you get a raise?
Look, I haven't even seen the old coot yet. He hasn't even shown up at the office.
Oh.
Everybody around the place is trying to catch up on what they should have done 2 months ago, and I can't get caught up till some of the others do.
Bill, I think you ought to tell Mr. Vandervoort just what's wrong with the office. The idea of a man putting his nephew in charge. What's he doing about it?
Well, so far he's hidden all his racing forms behind the water cooler. And as soon as he can find someone who knows where the office supplies are kept, he's going to see that there's a new blotter on every desk.
Well, that seems like a good idea.
Oh, nuts.
What are we going to do for a sitter, Bill?
Oh, Sally, look, there's no hurry. Let's discuss that after I get home.
Well, how soon are you going to be? Never mind. I have to answer the door now. Bye.
Sally, I'll be...
Daddy.
Yes, that was Daddy. Let's see who's at the door.
How do you do?
Sandy, that's not your daddy. Pardon me. How do you do?
I came to see about the room you have for rent.
Oh, it isn't really for rent, Mr.
Vincent. J.G. Vincent.
How do you do, Mr. Vincent? I'm Mrs. Smith. Mrs. William Smith.
How do you do, Mrs. Smith?
Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Sandy, will you... He's not your daddy. Mr. Vincent, I hope you'll excuse my little girl. She hasn't learned to talk very plainly yet.
So I see. Mrs. Smith, wouldn't you consider renting this room on a cash basis?
Oh, no. We want someone we can depend on to stay a few nights a week for the baby.
Well, for heaven's sakes, young woman, I'll pay you enough so that you can hire someone to come in.
Oh, it isn't as easy as all that, Mr.
Vincent.
Mr. Vincent.
Vincent, yes.
You don't know my husband's boss.
Your husband's boss? What's he got to do with the babysitter?
Well, he really hasn't anything to do with it. You see, Bill's boss doesn't even live here in town. The way that office is run, Bill never knows whether he's going to be home for supper or not until midnight. When he does get home early, we like to go out to a movie or something, but we never know when that's going to be.
I see. Doesn't seem like a very good way to run a business to me.
It certainly isn't. Believe me, when Bill finally gets to see the big boss, he's going to tell him a thing or two.
You mean he's never even seen his boss?
No, he's never even seen him. When he does, he's got enough names saved up to make that big old bully just...
Oh, Mrs. Smith, I'm afraid you frightened your child.
Oh.
Well, make her stop. Make her stop.
I can't make her stop. I'm so upset. It's been awful, Daddy.
Oh, here. Give it to me. What's her name?
Sandy.
Now, Sandy, for heaven's sake, stop acting like a woman. Uncle J.G. will get you that mink coat if you'll But Uncle J.G. will get you a nice teddy bear if you'll just stop crying. Now. Would you like a nice teddy bear? Would you like a little teddy bear?
I'm sorry, Mr. Vincent. I'll take her now.
Oh, yeah. Madam, you're in no condition to take care of this child. I'll take the room.
Sorry I'm so late, honey.
I beg your pardon.
Huh? What are you doing? Where's my wife?
Bill,
is that you? Oh, she's in the kitchen.
Oh, Bill, I'm so glad you're here. We're just going to sit down. Sandy's been in bed for an hour, and the meatloaf won't keep another minute.
I take it this is your husband?
Oh, pardon me. Bill, this is Mr. Vincent. Mr. Vincent, my husband, Mr. Smith.
How do you do?
How do you do? Can't you stay and have supper with us, Mr. Vincent?
Well, of course he can. He's our sitter. Now, you both just sit down, and I'll have everything on in a minute.
Oh, well, so you're our sitter.
Yes.
I'd expected someone rather different.
Yes, I suppose so. You see, the hotels were all full, and your daughter seemed to like me. I've been playing with her most of the afternoon.
Oh, well, won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Unusual weather we're having this time of year, isn't it?
Well, it seemed about the same back in Chicago. I'm really not acquainted with your seasons down here.
Oh, you're new in town.
Yes.
Pardon me.
No, go right ahead.
Here we are, meatloaf, scalloped potatoes. Now, I'll just run back to the...
No, let me... Well, I guess she's getting...
Nice little wife you have there.
Oh, yes, Sally's a good kid.
Here we are, spinach. I can't remember when I didn't like spinach.
I can.
Oh, this looks delicious. How do you fix it?
Well, it's just the way we always had it at home. Of course, my mother used to just slice the hard-boiled eggs, and I think it looks nicer if they're rubbed through a sieve and sprinkled over the top.
I wish my boss had to eat this spinach. You know, Sally, the big idiot never did show up this afternoon.
That's funny.
Oh, believe me, I'm going to tell him a thing or two tomorrow. If I were in charge of that office, we wouldn't get the incoming sales reports mixed up with the outgoing orders. We'd know what products we were selling and how much to sell them for. We'd know where to get the things our customers want to buy.
Now, you folks, just run along to the movies and enjoy yourselves. I'm tired. I don't mind staying in a bit.
Well, you're sure you won't mind? After all, Sandy sleeps right through now.
This certainly is a treat, Mr. Vincent. We haven't been out anywhere for a couple of weeks.
No.
Well, that's fine. You just run along now. You're sure the baby won't wake up?
If she does, just give her the bottle and she'll go right back to sleep.
Give her the bottle and she'll...
Mm-hmm. Now, you make yourself right at home, sir. Radio, books. Oh, I say, I've got a little indoor putting game you might be interested in.
Huh?
Golf clubs over in the corner there. Balls. And this little gadget is the cup. Now, any ball that'll drop on a standard green will stay in the white circle.
Say!
Bill, don't get started with that darn golf game. Come on, let's go.
Well, I thought Mr. Vincent might be interested, that's all.
Yes, play quite a bit of golf. Looks like a little nice
Come
gadget.
Come on, Bill.
Well, if you're still up when we get home, we might have a game.
You sure you don't mind staying with the baby, Mr. Vincent?
Not at all.
Good night. You have the phone number of the theater and the doctor.
We'll be back in a couple of hours.
Theater, doctor, couple of hours. Oh, well, certainly better than sleeping on a couch in a hotel lobby. Nice young couple. I really ought to tell them I'm only in town for a few days. Well, I'll tell them in the morning. Let's find out what sort of work that young chap does. Might be a good man for my branch here. Now, how does this little cup gadget work? Oh, I see. Ball hits the disc. The top holds it if it isn't stuck too hard. Well, I'll just try one from over here. Line up the hole, the weight on the right foot, smooth, even stroke. Sank it, a 14-footer. Oh, confound it all. All right. I'll get you a bigger teddy bear in the morning. Never would have offered it to her in the first place if I'd known she had those three little ones. Say, there's an idea for a specialty. Table mats, maybe. Three bears. Papa bear big, mama bear medium, baby bear little. Would you like that? Three bears, all different sizes? Fine. We'll go to work on it. Now, you ready to go to sleep? That's fine. You're a fine child. Now, we'll just turn off the light and shut the door. Good night. Oh, for heaven's sakes. There's no possible way I could get you those teddy bears tonight. Now, will you go to sleep? Oh, look, I don't know anything about babies. What do you want me to do? Babysitter. I haven't sat down once tonight.
And the curtain falls on the first act.
of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Sitting Pretty, starring Mr. Alan Reed. Now, during our brief intermission, here is Van Desitel with some words well worth your listening.
The words "product guaranteed perfect" appear on the lid of every jar of Skippy peanut butter. Now, when you say anything is perfect, you're making a very strong claim. So let's see if it's justified in the case of Skippy. According to the dictionary, perfect means without flaw or defect. Now, what are the flaws and defects a peanut butter might have? Well, there's oil separation, dryness, stickiness, rancidity, unsatisfactory flavor, and indigestibility. New improved Skippy peanut butter has completely eliminated every one of these flaws and defects. Skippy has no oil separation, no dryness, stickiness, or rancidity. Instead, Skippy stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful at the bottom of the jar. As for flavor, Skippy tastes exactly like plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. In the matter of digestibility, doctors frequently recommend Skippy for convalescents and the very fussiest eaters. Those are the reasons why we say Skippy is a product guaranteed perfect. If you'll try a jar of Skippy, we think you'll agree. That description is not an overstatement.
The Skippy Hollywood Theater is presenting Mr. Alan Reed in the role of J.G. Vandervoorter in Sitting Pretty.
I wonder if I should give him spinach again tonight. Bill would be mad, but Mr. Vincent seemed to like it. Could you stand spinach again tonight, Sandy?
Sandy, are you here?
Bill! What are you doing, Homer, in the kitchen?
Look, I've only got 45 minutes to get out of town. Where are my clean shirts? Oh, I have to fly to El Paso to straighten out an order we sold last week. Hi there, Sandy. Daddy's got to go away in a big airplane. Oh, now don't start that. I'll be back tomorrow. Come on, Sally, help me pack.
All right, honey. Your things are all upstairs. Bill, why didn't you tell Mr. Vandervoorter about your... We'll be back in just a minute, Sandy. Mommy has to help Daddy pack. Bill, give her your watch to play with while we're upstairs. That'll keep her quiet.
My watch?
Certainly, it's too big for her to swallow.
Okay. Here, Sandy. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Now, be careful of it. Your grandpa gave that to me for not smoking until I was 21. Well, he did. Vandervoorter wasn't down at the office when I got there, so he must have blown in after this El Paso thing broke. Anyway, I tried to see him for a minute, but he was closeted with that dumb nephew of his, and I decided I'd better skip it till tomorrow.
Did you leave your reorganization plan with him?
No, I want to be there when he reads it. Oh, here, it's right here in my pocket. I don't want to cart that off to El Paso with me. Take care of it, will you, honey?
Sure. You certain you'll be back tomorrow?
You bet.
Okay. One pair of shorts. Don't take that homely brown tie.
I like this tie. Where's Mr. Vincent?
Oh, he went out a little while after you did. Here, handkerchiefs. Guess he and Sandy got along all right last night.
Yeah, I guess so. You got my socks there?
Uh-huh.
He looked a little tired this morning.
Well, he can get to bed early tonight. He seems like such a nice old gentleman.
What's he do?
How should I know? I haven't had much more chance to talk with him than you did. Don't pack your underwear under your shoes that way. Let me straighten it out.
Okay. Well, I guess he's all right, but for heaven's sakes, try to find something out about him.
He's so nice. Said he didn't know how long he'd be staying, but I told him we were satisfied and he could stay right on.
Hey, don't lock that. I haven't got my toothbrush yet.
I packed your whole toilet kit right in the bottom. Bill, you better get started. You'll miss your plane.
Yes, sir. I certainly like the way you fix spinach, Mrs. Smith.
Glad you do, Mr. Vincent. Felt sort of mean planning to have it because Bill really doesn't like it, but now that he couldn't be here, everything's all right.
Mr. Smith certainly seems to keep irregular hours. I can see why you need a sitter to live right here.
Wish Bill could lead a normal life, but it's impossible with his job.
Now just what does your husband do, Mrs. Smith?
He's really a salesman, but he's awfully good at detail, too, so most of the time he's in the office.
What kind of an office?
Mr. Vincent. It's the darndest office I ever heard of.
Hmm?
Should be the whole Western headquarters for the firm, but it's so badly organized that the main office lets them handle only three states, and the man who's supposed to be in charge keeps those so messed up that Bill spends half his time chasing around on trips like this one.
Things like that shouldn't occur in a well-run office.
Well, believe me, if Bill was in charge, it'd be different. Why, right on top of his shirts upstairs is a reorganization plan that Bill's been working on for 6 months. He can't even get to show it to the president of the company.
Well, the average organization has channels for that sort of thing.
I'd suggest that he show it to his superior. If the plan has merit, that man should pass it on to his superior.
The fellow who's supposed to be in charge here wouldn't show anything anybody did to anybody. He thinks he knows it all. The manager of Bill's office, Mr. Vincent, is a flagrant example of nepotism.
Nepotism?
Yes. He's out at the racetrack all the time.
Nepotism is one system of playing the races I've never heard about.
Won't you have some more fish?
Yes, yes, I will. It's delicious. And a little more of that spinach, too, if I may.
Surely. Glad you like it.
Well, I'm interested in your husband's problem, Mr. Smith. Now, a branch office should never be allowed to disintegrate the way this one evidently has. Sounds to me like bad organization in the main office. The head of that business is obviously an incompetent.
That's just the trouble, I think. I don't see how a successful businessman can be as plain darn stupid as J.G. Vandervoter is.
That's right. The head of an organization should... Vandervoter!
What's the matter, Mr. Vincent? Did you choke on a fishbone?
Vandervoter!
Here, eat some dried bread. Drink some water.
Stop hitting me on the back, young woman. Did you say Vandervoter?
Yes. That's the name of my husband's big boss. Is the fishbone gone now, Mr. Vincent?
Yes, it must be.
Gee, I'm awfully sorry you choked. Here, you better have some more spinach.
No, 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 thank you. You say your husband has a plan that would put this J.G. Vandervoter on the right track.
Yes, Mr. Vincent, he certainly does. I can only show it to him.
Would you mind if I read this document? I've had some experience in manufacturing and selling, and I'd be interested to see if he has anything new to offer.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I should or not, but if you'll promise not to steal any of Bill's ideas, I guess you can see it.
Mrs. Smith, it is my custom to pay handsomely for any useful ideas that are presented to
me. Oh, Mr. Vincent, you talk just like one of those big men in the movies. Now, I'll run up and get it, and you can read it while I'm doing the dishes.
Bill, please sit down and at least eat a sandwich before you go down to the office.
Well, just a cup of coffee. I've really got to hurry, Sally.
You're in such a rush, I don't see why you didn't go right to the office from the airport.
Because I'm not going to get fired in a dirty shirt. You forgot to pack my clean
ones. You're not going to get fired, Bill. Stop saying that.
Well, Jenny says Vandervoter is really on the warpath. She's sure he's fired his nephew and old McIntyre, and he sent for me four times. Oh, that coffee's too hot.
Now, Bill, you just walk right into Mr. Vandervoter and make him read your reorganization memorandum before you give him a chance to say a word.
Oh, a fat chance.
Mr. Vincent said that outside of a few minor points, it was a very good plan.
Vincent? You didn't show it to him, did you?
Why, sure. If he's going to be a member of the family, I don't see why we shouldn't let him know how smart you are.
Oh, now, what would Vincent know about a paper specialty business? Well, I wish he did know something about it. Maybe he could help me find a new job. Well, here goes. So long, Sally.
Well, don't be afraid of Mr. Vandervoter. You sure that coffee's enough for you?
It's plenty. I don't want to get him any madder at me than he is now.
Bill, aren't you going to change your shirt?
No, I'll need the clean ones to look for a new job in.
Oh, why did she have to wake up at a time like this? Just a minute, Sandy. Mommy's coming. Here I am, Sandy. Oh, you woke up just too late to see Daddy. Yes, he had to hurry to show his old boss an important paper. He'll be back. Wait! His memorandum's still here. I forgot to give it to him. Sandy, you're going to stay across the street with Mrs. Tobin for a little while. Mommy has to go downtown.
Sally, what are you doing here? Where's Sandy?
I left her across the street with Mrs. Tobin. Bill, have you seen Mr. Vandervoter? You forgot your memo here.
I did? Oh, well, I'm going in to see him now.
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith. Mr. Vandervoter is busy and he's not to be disturbed.
What do you mean he's busy? He's been sending for me all morning. Tell him I'm here.
Well, I'll ask him if he'll see you.
Bill, you're not going in there in that dirty shirt, are you?
Miss Ellis, isn't Mr. Smith back from El Paso yet? Oh, there you are.
Mr. Vincent!
Come in here, young man. I want to see you. You too, Mrs. Smith.
Oh, Mr. Vincent, what are you doing coming out of Mr. Vandervoort's office?
You mean you're old J.G. Mr. Vandervoort?
I am. Now, come on, step into my office, both of you.
Bill, if he fires you, we won't let him have any room anymore.
Mrs. Smith, I'll not require the room any longer. I'm leaving town in the morning. And that's for you, Smith.
Yes, sir?
You can't fire Bill, Mr. Vincent. I mean, Mr. Vandervoter, not until you read his reorganization plan.
I did read it last night.
Well, then you said it was fine.
Smith,
That memorandum contains some of the clearest thinking I've run across in years.
You mean you think it's all right?
Think it's all right. Young man, effective as of this moment, you are in complete charge of this office.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, Sally, not in front of Mr. Vincent. He doesn't know us very well.
Would you prefer that I change the name of the firm to J.G. Vincent Incorporated?
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. Somehow I keep thinking of you as our babysitter.
Well, we might change the name of the firm someday at that. How would J.G. Vandervoorde and Smith Incorporated sound to you?
Oh, Mr. Vandervoorde.
Not immediately, of course. But if this young man can continue to carry the ball in the manner his work indicates, I should say that it wouldn't be long.
Gee, Mr. Vandervoorde, I'll certainly try.
I'm going to give you a completely free hand here, Smith, but there's one order you'll have to carry out immediately.
Oh, what's that, sir?
Give yourself enough of a raise so that you can hire a full-time babysitter.
A full-time babysitter? Oh, Bill, I've got to go home. We don't have the maid yet. I promised Sandy it wouldn't be long.
Now, just a minute, Mrs. Smith. Suppose you and this young husband of yours go out and do a little celebrating tonight.
Boy, I certainly feel like it.
Oh, Bill, let's postpone it until we get the maid. I don't feel right about having Mr. Vandervoorde stay.
Nonsense, nonsense. I've a little packing to do. Like to fuss around a little more with that golf game of yours. And, well, I'm working on a new idea I want to discuss further with your daughter.
And the curtain falls on the second and final act of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Sitting Pretty, starring Mr. Alan Reed, who will return in just a moment. Skippy has become America's largest selling peanut butter. That's because no other peanut butter gives you all of the famous Skippy advantages. Skippy tastes exactly like plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. It has no oil separation. It stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful. New, improved Skippy peanut butter never picks a fight with your digestion. Skippy Creamy Style Blue Label is triple milled to a buttery smoothness. Chunk Style Red Label is creamy with crunchy little nuggets of peanuts added. Try Skippy soon. You'll like it. Now, here is our director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Alan Reed. Thank you again for repeating a fine performance, Alan. I know that many in our audience who missed your first appearance were delighted to be able to hear you.
Thank you for a wonderful production job, Les. I think it was a clever story, and I really enjoyed playing it.
Well, that sounds like happiness reigns, and that's all to the good. And incidentally, that's in keeping with your record of having played on all but one of the 10 top comedy shows in radio over a period of 10 years.
Oh, the breaks had a lot to do with that, Les.
Yes, the breaks and a lot of ability. You know, there's an old saying, Alan, the effect that we make our breaks.
Sounds so nice when you say it. Thank you again, Les, and thanks to Peggy Weber and Terry O'Sullivan for their wonderful support. Now, goodbye.
Goodbye, Alan Reed. Mr. Reed was supported by an all-star cast. Peggy Weber as Sally Smith, Terry O'Sullivan as Bill Smith and the hotel clerk, Leon Ledoux as Sandy Smith and the secretary, and Sitting Pretty was written by Kay Burgess, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
We hope you really enjoyed our play. Thank you for being with us. We hope you'll all be visiting with us again next week and every week. Coming stars include Barry Sullivan, Gail Patrick, George Brent, and other fine actors playing in stories selected especially for them.
Van Desitel speaking for the Skippy Hollywood Theater. This program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time.